Welcome to the Leveling Up Podcast with your host, Brigham Blackham. Super excited to have two awesome Infinity Club members with me. This is April and Lloyd. They are phenomenal entrepreneurs. They've got multiple perspectives on how they can increase productivity. And here's the thing, guys, we're going to be talking about productivity in a very unique light. Today, here is our topic. We're going to talk about how ignoring this framework, right, could cost you 7 times your productivity. If you do something called decide and do, it changes the ball game. And we're going to have a great, great time talking about this. So tell us a little bit more, April and Lloyd, about your backstory. Give us a few minutes why people need to listen to you, because you guys have a great experience in business ownership.
Beautiful. Well, first and foremost, appreciate you letting us share our story here.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You want to get started first?
Yeah. We've been entrepreneurs. So for me, I own a roofing company here in Kitchener-Waterloo in Ontario. 10 years in business. So I've learned a lot through that time frame. Over the past 3 years, we have been involved in personal development and business coaching. April is also an entrepreneur. She has her own business.
Yes.
And
recently started, 2 years, going on almost 2 years.
That's so good.
In the jewelry industry. So it's been an amazing journey so far. Lots of learning, lots of growth, and we bring it on.
Yes. So we collaborate really well. In terms of productivity, I mean, we've learned a lot over the past 3 years. And the biggest takeaway is, you know, like, life is short. And if you're not intentional about the actions that you take, before you know it, you know, a decade will go by and you'll sit back and wonder, what the heck did we do? Where did all this time go? And the real indicator, because we're a family and we have two kids. Yeah, when I started my business, Mila wasn't even born yet, and now she's 10. And it's like, holy cow, like, what have we done? Where are we going, right?
Right. Oh, wow. That's an amazing difference in experience level. So you've got 10 years in roofing and then 2 years in jewelry. There's a huge productivity element to both of those. It's very different. So let me hear a little bit about when you hear the word productivity, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Because you've got years of experience. Tell us, what's that one thing that you're like, that is what I want to share with somebody?
Just don't be slow to make a decision. For me, my mentality is go 80% and go. The other 20 will come. I do this with my employees all the time. So I am building my crew ground up, and we're in the trades. Okay. So we have to use our hands. And the motto is, if you're not making mistakes, we're not growing, we're not learning. So I expect mistakes. I expect them to make mistakes, and it's okay. Right. Cause I'm going to learn. They're going to learn. Just make the mistake quickly so we can learn from it quickly. And we can move on quickly, right?
Yeah, that's a great mentality. So make your decision quickly. Go ahead, add to that, April.
I was going to say, like, I also, with the decision portion of it, I feel like when we're constantly thinking about, oh, do we take that next step? Do we not? That can become mentally draining.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know what? You make a decision that's right for you. And then it's like, okay, here's the action plan that needs to be taken. And I feel like that really expedites the productivity level of getting on the momentum of going towards that decision that has been made versus sitting there humming and hawing for, you know, days upon days, which I'm still working on as myself.
I'll add to that. Like, when you make a decision quickly, whether it's right or wrong, you're keeping the feet moving.
Yeah.
So when you're keeping the feet moving and you're constantly go, 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 you don't have time to think and worry about, man, did I make the right decision or not? And it goes back to my previous point, whether you make the right decision or not, there is no right or wrong. You learn from it. And that's the most valuable thing, is learning from the experience.
Oh, it's so I have a mission president that shared this with me, and it changed my perspective. He said, a good decision made at the right time is better than the best decision made too late.
100%.
Yes, agree. And
if we can make quick decisions, we say, you know, this is good enough. Let's make that decision. And if it is right, we will know pretty quickly. If it was wrong, then we just make a little shift and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But if we are hemming and hawing, it reminds me, have you guys ever read the book, Who Moved My Cheese? You heard of this one?
No.
It's one I read with my daughter last week. And it's this idea that you have these, you know, these two little mice and these two little people that are the size of mice, and they're stuck in this maze. And they're trying to find cheese, right? And that cheese could be anything in our life. It could be a desire to grow your business. It could be a desire to do anything, right? But they find their cheese for the very first time, and all of them are so happy. And then that cheese starts to dwindle because they start eating it. And day after day, it gets smaller and smaller. And eventually that cheese runs out. And two of the mice, they're like, well, Flit, well, what do we do? And they just leave and they go find more cheese. The other two little people that are supposedly smarter, they stay there. And they're like, well, the cheese will be back tomorrow. I know it's going to come tomorrow, right? And it doesn't come. Well, maybe the day after. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. And they just stay. And their names are literally called Hem and Haw.
Oh,
so I was like, oh, so good. So
that's
good.
Genius.
So they hem and haw for like a long time, and they start to get a little skinnier and not as as able to move. And they're like, man, what are we doing? Hem, he's very stubborn. He's like, no, I know this cheese is going to work. And he starts trying to dig holes through the side of the place in this maze to see if he can find where the cheese is coming from. And Haw's like, he just starts laughing at himself. He's like, I need to get out and actually make the change that needs to get out of this little place and go to find my new cheese. And that little decision made it so he could go find cheese eventually. Spoiler alert. But here's the thing. If he would have just made that decision, like, oh, the cheese is gone, let's go find new cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Say to himself, like a week, if not multiple weeks of anguish and starving. So a good decision made the best time is better than the best decision made too late. That's Michael Hurt. I love my mission.
I love it. Yeah. So
let's come back really quick. When you're talking about productivity, there's a difference between mindset with productivity and grind set, meaning I'm just going to get it through. I'm going to figure it out and like struggle. And then there's that productivity side where it's like, what's the most important thing that I can do right now? Let's talk about that. What does that make you think of?
I'm always negotiating in my mind, and I'm very aware of what I'm doing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So I think for most people, if they don't have a clear direction or a goal that they want to accomplish in, say, 2, 3, or 5 years, right, then it's very easy to be not really productive, not necessarily moving the needle forward, but just busy, constantly busy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where my mind takes me. So it's very important to make sure that there's an actual end goal, an end result. And then from there, like, you can structure your day and, you know, having a written out plan, structure your day where, okay, well, I can either do this or I can do this, which is going to move the needle forward. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to do the day-to-day stuff, right? It takes a little bit of discipline to kind of take a step back and focus on the things that's going to move the needle forward. So for me specifically, my day-to-day is out with my team on the roof, being the coach, being the mentor, right? And sometimes when it's nice out, that's what I feel like I should be doing. So I'd want to do activities doing that. But I know it's like, okay, well, I need to take a step back and I need to focus on this part of the business, whether it's SOPs, whether it's, relationship building, that sort of stuff. So I think the biggest takeaway is having that clearly defined end result of why you're doing the things that you're doing, and then everything else can kind of follow suit.
And I think in your industry, it's not that it's easy, but you actually have a product that is like, did the roof get installed correctly? Is it done? Like, you can visually see if it was done right. Whereas in some businesses, like, maybe it's a little harder in the jewelry business to be like, did that serve their need the way that they wanted? Did it Did it provide them the value that they wanted? So tell us a little bit, April, in your experience, how do you identify, oh, this was a productive use of time versus, well, I spent my time, but it's gone now. So, but it wasn't
right.
As cool. We all have those moments. Go ahead.
Oh, for sure. Like in regards to in the jewelry industry, when I'm in it, we have a process and we guide our client through that process, especially because it can be very overwhelming for an individual to kind of decide on the design that they're wanting to incorporate in the vision. Because putting your vision to paper in a design, that it's a bit of a process. So walking through the points of, here's a process. I would like picture, like I would say, what type of style do you prefer? And then we go through that together. Mm. And then we come up with these mock castings or whatnot, or like the wax model of the pieces for them, or we have sketches created. So then they can put their vision on paper to get a better understanding. Because like even like talking about back into like roofing, like when you say the word quality, you know, it's very subjective. And if someone gives me a specific design sort of concept, in that case, it can be interpreted differently, right? And so like that's like part of the productivity in a sense of, okay, we're going to book an appointment and then we're going to talk about like the design details that you're hoping to implement into the design. And then it's meeting them in person, because that's an emotional type of purchase. And that's very important for us to be able to sit down with them and go through the process together. And especially that's a moment where they can share the reasoning of why they're doing that. And then dialing back to, okay, so I want to make sure that it's clear and there's clarity. This is what you're looking for, X, Y, Z. Okay, great. Now let's move to the next phase. And then there's no misunderstanding or any miscommunication that's done within that process of going from start to finish to the end result of them being able to wear the beautiful piece.
That's such a great process that you're doing check-ins every single time that you hit a new milestone. I guess every business has those, right? You have a standard operating procedure. Like, this is what happens in the customer journey after they purchase. Here's the explanation of what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Here's the time frame. And you let people in on all of this. And that's a huge portion of productivity. If you don't let your customer know what you're doing, hopefully you're doing it, but they might not know. And if you don't tell people what you're doing, a lot of times they'll fill in the blanks with anything. Mm-hmm. That's usually good, right?
So for sure. And especially in the customization service that we do, like we have an email funnel. We go through all the steps and all of that. So it's important to us that we have that procedure in place, because then you know that things are going to be like on par with what is required from what our clients are ultimately requesting.
Love it.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to think about customer journey, a great way to think about milestones, going through all that. So when we talk about productivity at kind of a high level, when you're in the CEO mindset, it's very different than if you're on the production floor, you know, fixing the jewelry and mm-hmm. polishing stuff. So how do you keep that CEO mentality, that business owner mentality when you're working in your business, not just on your business?
Communication is a huge factor for us. Across the board with everybody, going from, you know, right now it's myself and my business partner, and then we have our goldsmiths and our CAD designer. So we're working directly. Like my big, big goal is to get implement our beautiful team. That is my focus for the next year. But I feel like once I'm at the level where we do have our team members on, it's the communication factor. And getting everybody on board to like understand what the goal is at hand, I'm a diabetic, so it's like my insulin pump. Anyways,
you're saying communication.
Communication.
The thing that you focus on when you're a CEO and you're like, all right, this is what the objective is. Here's how you fit into that puzzle. They don't necessarily have to know all of the details, but they need to know where you're going.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's extremely important, even with my business, right? So once you have, like for us, we've laid out the groundwork, where we want to be in 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's communicating to our teammates, like, this is where we're going to be. You know, year one, this is what we need to accomplish. That's kind of our milestone. When we get into year two, this is the next phase, year three, year four, into year five, right? And the cool thing is, you know, as your team is going through these milestones, right, they see the growth, they see the potential in the company. So if they want to grow professionally, financially, you know, like, it's all laid out for them. This is how you can accomplish those by just doing your part, right?
I think that's so good. I remember Greg Kimball was sharing this idea with me about choosing your target and making sure you have clear objectives. He said, imagine, if you will, you're against the very best archer in the world, like a modern day Robin Hood, right? And you have the same distance from the target. Maybe you're a pretty good marksman. I'm not that good of a marksman when it comes to shooting arrows, but you both have the same equipment, same distance away. Who are you going to be betting on is going to win that competition? You or the amazing marksman?
Probably the amazing marksman.
Amazing marksman, for sure. But there is one caveat. Let's put that marksman on a little swivel chair. Can't stand up, right? And someone's going to be spinning him the whole time. So he's going in a circle. And then we're also going to blindfold him. So now who are you going to bet against?
Well, the other guy.
Like, oh, I could win him. Even if it takes me 20 hits, I might hit that at least once. And the chance of him hitting it, very slim. You don't even want to be around it because you might get shot. So it's about that visibility and the clarity that comes from. So visibility, clarity, and stability. If we have stability and visibility and clarity in our objectives, people are able to actually hit them. They can say, this is the target. I'm going to go after that. Oh, I missed it. Oh, I missed it. Got it. Oh, perfect. That is a huge part of productivity. And communication is key there. If we don't communicate well, then they don't know what the target is. And there's no way that they know that it even got hit or not.
It makes the decision factor so much easier when you know that, okay, this decision needs to be made, yes or no, because it's going to move the needle closer to that end result.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's that decide and do. And in my teaching career, one of the things that always popped up was this idea of you think about it, you do it, and then you review, right? How did it go? And that's another key distinction. Yes, you decide and do, but if that's all you do, then you do miss that next step. Because maybe you're actually walking in the wrong direction. You make that choice, and then you look, how close am I to my goal? Oh, I stepped in the wrong direction. Dang it. Turn around. Let's do it again. But at least you're moving forward. At least you're making progress.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That review step is another element to this. And one of the reasons we even said that you can cut your productivity or you can increase your productivity by sevenfold is a lot of people think that, oh, I'll do this next week. I'll put this off for a little while. And if you think about it, if you do that now, you save 7 days of thinking about it before you make your decision. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just decide now? You 7x your result right there by saying, let me do it now rather than in 7 days.
Yeah, and then when you do it earlier and you just make that decision right away, it's like, well, I gained 7 days because I didn't wait seven days 100%. To start.
Yes.
So valuable. So right. valuable. So in your business, this is one of the things I love asking. I'm sure at the very beginning, there were some struggles, some things that you overcame. What is something that you wish you knew when you first started out? Like, ask yourself as if you were that 10-year earlier version of yourself, Lloyd. What is that nugget of wisdom? You're like, if you just did this, you'd be so much more productive.
I wouldn't say... For me, I think I wish I would have been more involved in business coaching earlier on in my career. I wish I had that, or somebody to tell me, hey, you know what? Have you ever thought about signing up for a business coach or personal development? Mm-hmm. That would have saved, that would have made me more productive. I wish I would have had that.
Great suggestion. Okay, April, your turn. All right, a few years ago, give yourself that, the younger April, the more naive April, that person that you're like, man, I wish I could have just spoken this to you that 5 or 10 or 20 years ago. Go ahead.
For me, it's community. Growing up, I'm the oldest of three sisters.
Yeah.
So very independent. I thought I could do everything myself. And if you ask for help, that was weakness. So I found that I wish that it's not a weakness to ask for help. And you have a people that are rooting for you. And there are people who are going to help uplift you. They're going to support you. And community is where you are going to be able to exponentially grow that much faster. Because if you do it alone, it's going to take longer. It is. And asking for help and having those people stand behind you 1,000% is what's ultimately going to fuel you more.
I agree, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And that's why we are so grateful for the TFP community. It's an absolute amazing feeling that you can be in a room with everybody who is rooting for you, and you can ask questions when it's a question that you aren't familiar with knowing what steps to take.
That's so true. I think of this acronym, TEAM, Together Everyone Achieves More.
Yes.
I like that. That's actually amazing. I like that.
Collaboration. It really is.
Collaboration.
In business, it can get so cutthroat at times, but if we reject that mindset of, oh, this is only mine, and say, what if we kept an open heart, open mind, open hand, and say, hey, I've got this that's going on. Great, I've got this that's going on. And we can share back and forth. That collaboration is so, so helpful.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you so much. There's also this question that I have that is one I like to ask as well. What is a red flag in business, specifically with productivity, that you're like, oh, careful here, warning, don't do that? I'm sure you guys have had multiple times where you're like, hey, if you do this, that's dangerous, don't do it. What's some advice you'd say, hey, just don't do this and you'll be okay?
Do you want to go or you want me to go? I already got this.
Go ahead.
There's okay, in my world, without people, you don't have a business, right?
Yep.
And I've been in a position where I was literally, I could not do the work physically myself, right? So that made me realize, okay, I need to change the way I'm doing things. I need to become a better leader and have people on my team. Mm-hmm. And the biggest red flags, so there's a really good book called The Multipliers by Liz Wiseman. You're either the diminisher or you're either the multiplier. This is a really good book for parents as well. I love this book. I love parenting and I love leading my people, right? So a diminisher, for example, is somebody that's going to say, oh, you know what? Don't do that. I'll do it because I can do it quicker. And then we can get out of here. But what you're actually saying is, or what you're doing is, you're actually robbing that person the opportunity of growing. You're robbing that person the opportunity of building confidence, right? And it's those little things that in a business, you need people to be confident. You need people to grow. They need to know how to do and think like you. Because ultimately, we want more people like us, the business owner, right? So that is a diminisher. The multiplier is the person that says, okay, you're going to do this. I'm going to show you how to do it. So you'll spend the time to show. Okay, now I want you to go ahead and do it. And you take a step back and you let them do it. Here's the hard part. It's hard to get in there and do the work. You got to stop yourself, but you got to know, one, there's probably going to be some mistakes. Two, it's going to cost you time to fix those mistakes, right? And there's other aspects of that too. But when you go through that process, the next time you do that, that person's going to become better. And it relieves you of the time of having to, you know, correct the mistake, show them, do all that stuff. And ultimately, we want our people to grow. For me, that's how our people are going to grow.
And without mistakes, you aren't going to grow, right?
Right.
So the big thing is we encourage mistakes in our businesses, right? Because that just fuels us to be like, okay, this is what happened. This is what we need to do next time. And then that will continually, even excite our employees that much
Oh,
more because it builds their
100
confidence,
percent.
right?
Yes.
And you
So.
think about one of my favorite ideas with mistakes, because sometimes people think, oh, it's a mistake, it's a failure. Like, failure to me is a faithful attempt in learning. That's what fail is.
Exactly.
Attempted to do something, and that's amazing. It's just a result. Now, what can we learn from it? Did it happen to us? Yes, but did it happen for us? That's a choice.
Exactly.
Whether or not those mistakes become amazing. I love this idea of kintsugi. It pops up into my life so often. Have you ever heard of this idea that in Japanese culture, when a bowl gets broken or a piece of china gets broken, instead of throwing it away, they'll take it to a master craftsman that can glue it back together with gold. A lot of times those mistakes, when we take the energy and effort to put those back into our life and say, you know what, I can learn from this. I can make this something even better. We can become the glue that puts that back together in our life. I think it's such a
That's
beautiful
awesome.
and such a useful idea that if it's not beyond repair, we can make a difference in our business, right? There's sometimes when you're like, yes, we need to cut our losses and that's okay. And other times when you're like, we can still salvage this. This is worth the energy and effort to make it happen. So in conclusion, let's hear what is one actionable idea that you could give. I'm going to have one from both of you, an actionable idea that you're like, guys, go try this. Do something like this. Give them a call to action that they could go and apply today that they're like, this helped my business be more productive. This helped me be more productive.
You want to go or you want me to go?
You know what first word comes to mind is get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Get uncomfortable. That's all I have.
Get uncomfortable. So why would get uncomfortable be so helpful in business? I want to hear your thought.
Even going back to like productivity as well is in order to move and continue that momentum in business, you got to have those uncomfortable conversations.
Yes.
That's what's really for me, like that's growth right there is having that open, transparent conversations, even with like your employees. Like let's just say you're having a slow month.
Right.
You're not going to hide that. You're going to be open with your employees and be like, okay, this is what's happening. This is what we're working through. And when you bring great minds together and you have a solid team, that just one, it amps you up. That's great brainstorming session. And then it makes it even more of a team building session in a sense of, okay, let's do XYZ. So that
I love that.
oh, I just feel like sometimes as a business owner, there's people that would feel shame or they would feel a little embarrassed or whatnot, right? But when you have those uncomfortable conversations, I feel like that really provides clarity and it builds more trust.
100%. Yeah.
That's good advice. That's uncomfortable. You're like, you get uncomfortable. Or you could even think of it like this. Let's expand our comfort zone, right? Right? Because you have to get uncomfortable while you're growing, right? If it's like a balloon and it's getting more and more able to deal with those discomforts, if you will, right? That's another way to think about the same thing. But anyway. All right, your turn, Lloyd. What's that actionable piece of advice? You're like, oh, do this.
For business owners,
Yeah.
there's probably a lot, but I'm gonna say is just having that end result, that goal, right? Everything becomes laser focused once you know where you want to go, what you want to achieve, right? So spend the time to really figure out what you want out of your business, where you want to go, if you want to grow, if you want to be this elaborate business, just figure that out first and really spend some time. There's a lot of people that'll just be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to grow my business, but why do you want to grow your business? What are you trying to get from it? And I think once you have that dialed in, everything else will kind of fall into place. And like I said, you'll be able to make decisions a lot quicker. You'll be able to hire people to fill in the right spots if that's what you're trying to do is grow, all that stuff. It'll save a lot of time.
Understanding that why, and really that's an objective mindset saying, this is what we're doing. Here's why. And
yes,
as everyone comes into alignment, they're going to move forward towards that. And then if someone's like, oh, I wanted to go here though, you're like, well, that's not what we're doing. So you can either come with us or you can go do your thing. And that's fine. I thought that's an amazing idea.
That's great.
Stay objective.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. How do people find you online and keep in contact with you?
So social media.
Yeah.
At Cables Roofing. For Facebook and Instagram, our webpage, www.cablesroofing.com.
Yes. And for myself, my personal Instagram account is April Cable, and my business account is Linked by Brila.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. It was a pleasure to have a few heartbeats that we got to share today together. And
nice.
Learning more about productivity, I think from your dynamic perspective, is so much fun. So thanks for pouring into our audience and thanks for sharing with me your experience. I really appreciate it. God bless.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you too. Take care.
Bye.
Guys, hit like and subscribe on this. So grateful to have you on, all you wonderful listeners. Keep tuning in for more Leveling Up information. God bless.